This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. We've all done it. You go to the store for a pair of socks and come out with a mega pack of soda. You go out to get shampoo and come back with a fancy razor. It's hard to stick to what's on your list. I challenge you to go to IKEA and leave with only the thing for which you came. Just try to buy a lamp without buying a cutting board. It can't be done.
You absolutely knew this, but retail spaces are designed to do this to you.
Producer Avery Truffleman.
The store is trying to look so beautiful, so welcoming, that you cannot help but be drawn in, and then drawn towards something you don't need.
This is the Gruen Effect, named after Victor Gruen.
So who was Gruen? He's a complicated, contradictory guy.
Jeff Hardwick wrote the biography of Victor Gruen.
Born in Vienna in 1904, he is Jewish in Vienna, leaves in 38, and makes his way eventually to New York City.
Once in New York, Gruen made a name for himself designing shops and retail spaces. And this was a particular challenge during the lean years of the late 30s.
People had no money. They just wouldn't go into shops at all.
But Gruen figured out how to lure people inside, basically by using amazingly appealing window displays.
Gruen argued that good design equaled good profits.
If you do more, people are going to stay there longer and spend more money.
Gruen started making storefronts all over the country.
He saw how most Americans were just riding around in their cars all the time, cut off from the city and from each other. And he knew this problem was even worse in the suburbs.
The suburbs lacked what sociologist Ray Oldenburg calls third places. Think of home as your primary place, work as your second place. And that third place is where you go to build community, to hang out, to simply feel connected.
Gruen wanted to give the American suburbs that third place.
The image of living in closer communication with other people.
That's archival footage of Gruen from the University of Wyoming.
Victor Gruen imagined designing an environment full of greenery and shops, an indoor plaza, an island of connection in the middle of the sprawl.
And so Gruen presented his solution for America, the shopping mall.
Gruen actually wanted the shopping mall to be more than just shops.
He wants them to be mixed use. He wants apartments and offices or medical centers attached to the shopping center. A whole range of different functions.
He finally lands a commission for the very first indoor, climate-controlled shopping center.
In Edina, Minnesota, a place not known for its welcoming climate.
Southdale represents an entirely new and dramatic concept in retail merchandising.
Southdale Center opened in 1956, and it was the mother of all shopping malls. Seriously, Gruen's subsequent malls were all mostly based off this original Edina design.
Southdale Center wasn't quite mixed use, like Gruen imagined. People didn't live in it. But Southdale did have local shops of all kinds, and plenty of shoppers.
Southdale, tomorrow's Main Street, today.
In designing these shopping malls, Gruen ended his razzle-dazzle storefronts and window displays.
Southdale hardly has exterior windows at all.
In Gruen's mind, it should have pretty much of a blank facade, no signage on it. And then you enter that space, and then you walk into the shopping center, and that's that transformational Gruen transfer moment.
Those fountains, the cheesy statues, the elevator music piped in through all those speakers, those are all part of the Gruen effect. And they help turn shopping malls into spaces where we felt comfortable staying and spending time and money.
The most famous mall in Minnesota may be the Mall of America, with its roller coaster, its zip line, its aquarium and water park. But the most architecturally significant mall, its grandfather, is the one that's just a 12-minute drive away in Edina. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.